The impetus behind the changes is the death of mentally ill inmate Darren Rainey and the department's handling of the investigation into his death at Dade Correctional Institution.
On June the 23rd of 2012, Darren Rainey died in our correctional facility. There have since then been numerous reports and allegations that officers at this institution placed him in a scalding hot shower as punishment, which resulted in his death. That's why we are fully prepared to move forward with any disciplinary actions, including terminations, of anyone involved in the June 2012 death.
Since Corrections Secretary Michael Crew's press conference last month, both Dade's warden and assistant warden have been fired, and the two officers believed to be primarily involved in the incident have also been let go. Now Crew says he's looking to implement some new reforms where, as he says, his agency has fallen short, starting with transparency. That includes creating a website in the next month or so that shows in-custody deaths.
We have nothing to hide. And independent investigations, I think, go a long way in helping move that transparency forward.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement will now be in charge of investigating any inmate deaths that are the result of unnatural causes. They will also be taking the lead in the investigation of 82 active cases. Other reforms include expanding specialized training for correctional officers on how to handle mentally ill inmates, as well as develop reentry centers specifically for mentally ill inmates. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.